Thanks, Kevin. I think we had a good walkthrough this morning in preparation for our game up in Baltimore. Good football team. We'll have a lot of work to get done this afternoon and throughout this week to go up and play a very good opponent. Our quarterback situation with Christian, he still has not passed any of the tests that we need to be able to get him on the field this afternoon. More than likely, Matt Castle is going to end up being our starter for this ball game, and we'll proceed accordingly with Josh as his backup, understanding where Christian is and trying to pass those tests. With the rest of our team, you know, we'll see where guys end up at this afternoon. Some are still seeing Eric Sugarman as we speak, getting treatment. So we'll have a better read on who will be available for this afternoon's practice and even tomorrow as the day goes on.
Is there anything that can change with that, with Christian?
It'll be day to day, you know, as he goes through what he has to go through. But he still has symptoms today. So we'll see what happens tomorrow, Mark.
The test yet?
Yesterday he was able to get past a part of it, but today, not today. So
pretty much, like we talked about Monday, a quarterback is a different position. Pretty much it seems like it's just, even if he gets cleared the next day or two, just not enough time for Christian to get ready, really?
It may probably be tough, Chris. You know, if he were able to practice tomorrow, maybe, but not planning on that.
Does he have to go back and pass the first one again, or?
No, there are some things that at this stage that he has to get done that he wasn't able to get done today. So
as you look at Matt and Josh, what makes you lean towards Matt?
Part of it is, you know, what he did in the second half of that ball game on Sunday, and also just seeing his comfort level with where we are and having a comfort level with him as well. So, but his work on Sunday has a lot to do with it. He did an outstanding job in the second half of that ball game against Chicago.
Were to happen in game to Matt, you'd feel comfortable with Josh out there?
For sure. I think he'd be a quality guy in that situation. He'd be able to handle it if something were to happen to Matt.
Were any of the issues that you had with players with DWIs, did it have anything related to racial profiling?
Oh, boy. I have no idea, Larry. I have not even thought about that part of it. I'm thinking about more about our players and what we can do to help them and to, you know, help them, you know, avoid situations like they were in, the ones that were involved in those situations. And that's kind of where my focus has been. And, you know, do whatever we can to help our players.
Xavier Rhodes sort of turned a corner a little bit in terms of his development here the last 3 weeks.
I think he has to a degree. You know, he's starting to make more plays now and playing with more confidence. So, Chip, you're seeing some things that you'd like to see long term. You know, early on, had his struggles like you would expect with a lot of rookie players. And but it seems like he's beginning to hit his stride now, which is great for us. And that coincides, I think, with our defense starting to play a little bit better as well. That corner position in the nickel position, they are critical in our game. And it'll show up this week because this team that we're playing, they're throwing the ball all over the field. So we're going to need Xavier to play at a high level. But to answer your question, I think he is beginning to come around.
What do you want to see out of him in these next few weeks to feel comfortable that he can be a long-term starter, maybe even going into next year?
Probably, Tim, more what we've seen over the last few weeks. You know, he's getting his hands on a lot of balls now, being in real good position to make plays. Playing, as I mentioned, with more confidence. He's tackling better. Just continue to see that consistency in his play, that he's not going to be a guy. This week he plays fairly well. The next week he's down. And then the next step is some of those balls he's knocking down, they can turn into interceptions. When I was watching one of the balls he got his hands on Sunday, I said, man, you know, a year from now, that's going to be an interception. He'll have enough confidence not to go up with one hand but to go up with two, and he'll catch that ball. But, you know, this is where he is in his development, you know, and so hopefully he'll just keep growing.
How frustrating has it been that not getting the interceptions out of that cornerback position this year?
Well, you know, we've been in position, and we just haven't come up with those turnovers from that position. It's not because we haven't been in position. You know, we just got to get the confidence and the wherewithal to make a play on the ball. And that'll come, but we've had some drops too, so we need those turnovers.
Had any resolution with the middle linebacker position heading into this week?
Out is going to be the starter. We're going to start Aaron at the wheel linebacker position, outside linebacker position, and that's how we're perceived for this ball game.
What was was Aaron's reaction to that, moving back to Will?
We talked about some things and explained to him why, and, you know, he accepted that. He's a pro. He's going to be on the field. It gives him an opportunity to make some plays for us. He's played the position in the past, and he handled it as well as could be expected.
What were the reasons, then, that you gave to him?
I like the way Audi is playing. He's done a good job for us in that role, and at this point, I want to take a look and see if this will help our team. I think it does. Going with this configuration, and we'll reevaluate when we come back on Monday. But I think it makes our defense better.
Aaron was getting tackles in the middle there. Is part of the reason you're going with Audi the splash plays or kind of the more significant appearances on film?
Audi has been pretty steady in that role. He also has gotten his hands on some balls. I mean, that play he had in that first third down could have easily been a pick six. I wish he could have caught that ball. But just his awareness, being able to see the quarterback's eyes, get in position to make that play is a big step. And he has made some splash plays. But he's done enough where we are to watch him and to see if he continues to grow, because he's doing some good things.
Aaron be the backup there, or would Monty be a guy to go in if something happens?
If something were to happen to Audi, we'd probably shift back to Aaron if something were to happen to Audi.
Over the summer, kind of saying that Aaron was a starter and Audi or Michael would kind of have to do something big to unseat them. Did Audi come close to doing that at all during the summer, or has this growth kind of just been in the last few weeks or months here?
He's always been pretty steady. He's always, worked hard and prepared. But he got an opportunity, and he made enough plays to where you got to pay attention. He's done a good job.
Question on Kent Castle. You had said a couple weeks ago that he wasn't under consideration to be the starting quarterback. He's played well, obviously, at times in his career, obviously at times earlier this season. But some people might think he never got his full shake this year to be the starter. What would you say, about that, and why wasn't he in more consideration?
Well, he's going to get a chance to start this weekend, Chris, and we're all pulling for him to do a great job, and this will be a golden opportunity for him to lead our team to victory, and obviously we have to play well around him, but he's going to get his opportunity this weekend.
Does he have a chance to hold on to that job then?
Well, you always grade it on performance, so if he performs well, we'll sit down and talk about it Monday after the ball game and make a determination from there.
The NFL changed the overtime rules a couple of years ago. You've been in a couple overtime games here. How much did that alter your mindset toward overtime, and how much are you still feeling out the rhythm of how that's going to work?
Well, the only mindset change is, when it was sudden death, it was completely different. Now you're thinking if you're on defense, can't let them get a touchdown. Field goal's not going to kill you, but you can't let them get a touchdown. So that is probably the primary difference from my standpoint. But that's the one that sticks out. There's some other little things that you think about, but more so what can happen now with that first possession versus what could have happened in the past.
Does it even change things that you might do defensively, knowing that you can give up an intermediate gain and it's not going to put them in field goal range when you lose on that first possession?
It does and it doesn't. I mean, you don't want to give up that field goal, but it's not going to hurt you the way it would have in the past. So you can coach a little less aggressively based on where you are on the field than you would have in the past. I mean, you had to not give up a score in the past. So it does change your thinking a little bit. We were, as in a championship game in overtime. So, your mindset is a lot different when it's sudden death versus the way it is now.
When you get into sudden death there and you have the possibility of a penalty or something bad happening that pushes you back in field goal range, do you start to think the closer you get kicking on first or second down, or how do you sort of weigh the pros and cons of getting closer?
Similar to what we had this past weekend. When we were in that situation, I wanted to get closer for our kicker. I wanted to get as much as I could out of the situation, but also give us the chance, if something bad happened, that we'd have an extra down. And lo and behold, something bad did happen for us, and we needed that extra down. Unfortunately, we lost some yards on the play that we call, but that was the mindset. That was the thinking. If something bad happens, at least we'll have a chance to, get an extra down. So.
Mitchell's play and why he couldn't retain that starting role.
Say it one more time.
What did you see out of Marvin's play and why he couldn't retain that starting role?
Marvin did some good things for us in that role, but Aaron has done some good things in the past. Feel like he'll give us some of the things that we're looking for from that position, and He did it a year ago. You know, he was moved to the Mike linebacker position, not necessarily because that's what we wanted to do. That's the plight that we were in. You know, there was no – I mean, he didn't come in a year ago as our middle linebacker. There's some things that happened over the offseason that resulted in his being our middle linebacker. He's a very good outside backer and expect him to play well on Sunday.
You had a chance today to meet with Chris Cook yet? Or?
I have talked with Chris. We had a good conversation. You know, he knows he's going to get hit pretty heavy in the pocket and just has to be able to keep his composure going forward and handle things the right way. I mean, there are going to be negative things that happen on the field, and he has to handle it the right way.
What does this mean for him the rest of the season? Is he on watch or anything the last four games from you, or how do you look at that just moving forward?
He just has to go out and play. Just play and make plays for us and help our team win.
For two more on the sideline during the course of a game, have you ever found yourself on the field accidentally too close as you're sort of focused on something else?
Yeah. I mean, it was a situation when we were up in Green Bay. I was thinking about calling a timeout because the play clock was going down and I was getting close to the official, and we got it off, and I got a little too close. But it wasn't on purpose. I just, you know, trying to make sure I got close enough where he could hear me because he couldn't see me, at his back to me, and I could tell him, time out. And I caught myself afterwards. He turned, he looked at me, goes, Lester, what are you doing? I said, I was thinking about calling a timeout. That's why I was so close. And he said, okay, I understand. But, yeah, I mean, you just, you know, you're trying to be conscious of the situation, and but it could happen. You don't want it to happen, but it could happen.
You never been tempted to leap out and tackle Devin?
Oh, no, have not been. So, all right, thanks.